totally see Jerry Jones being like, we're taking Shedeur Sanders.
Teams. But remember a couple weeks ago where Deion Sanders said, my son, we ain't going to no cold weather teams. Remember that? Deion Sanders has declared that his son and Travis Hunter are going to be allowed to play for six NFL teams, Sammy. And those teams are the Eagles, Niners, Cowboys, Ravens, Falcons, and Commanders. Just happens that Deion Sanders played for five out of those six teams. Is Deion Sanders turning into LeVar Ball 2.0?
Welcome to the Sports on Tap Brothers podcast. And I'm George. And with me, always, my little brother, Sammy.
Now, let's tap in and get this podcast rolling.
Yeah, that's a big statement. But
I know it is.
Let's not call him LeVar Ball 2.0. But yeah, I mean, he's the head coach of Colorado and doing really well. But I don't understand his purpose of saying this, right? And I think there's a lot that I love about what Deion Sanders is doing. There's a lot I love about the way he's building at Colorado, and he's, you know, he makes a really big deal about small things, which I like, you
me
know
too.
He got pissed about how dirty the locker room was and made them watch a video about showing the cleaners cleaning up a dirty locker room and said, we're not raised like that. And so, like, I love the small messages. He's building young men into real men and doing the right thing and helping them build a future. But, like, there's also a certain point where you got to step back, right, and say, right, like, you know what, if my son or Travis Hunter is going to the NFL, you say, man, we're blessed by God that we have this opportunity, and wherever they go, we're going to try to be as successful as possible. Like, you don't try to scare NFL teams away already because, like, oh, here comes dad talking too much.
Right. And the funny thing, well, a couple of things here I'm going to say. First of all, this might work for Travis Hunter, but those teams I just named a second ago, the Eagles, they have Jalen Hurts. Shedeur Sanders is not going to be playing quarterback over Jalen Hurts. Niners have Brock Purdy. Cowboys, possibly he can replace Dak one day. Ravens have Lamar Jackson. The Falcons just signed Kirk Cousins. And the Commanders, well, they're going to draft the quarterback with the second overall or third overall pick of a draft. Second, I think. Second overall pick in the draft. So you're leaving your kid with, like, no choices to play quarterback anywhere. And not just that. If you're a coach, I was thinking, if you're a coach of a team, would you want to draft Deion Sanders' son knowing that if you don't do well, you're, like, the fan base is going to say, why don't you bring Deion Sanders to be the coach? Like, you're kind of putting yourself out there. Like, Sanders might one day want to become an NFL head coach. He says he doesn't want to right now. But imagine if Shedeur Sanders plays for the Cowboys. The Cowboys have a couple bad seasons. Hey, you're going to call, the coaches are going to know that Deion's the next call.
Yeah, that's possible. I don't think an NFL head coach, if you're actually drafting Shedeur, that's what you're worried about. Because if you're actually drafting him, you're probably drafting him based on the fact that you think he's a quarterback that's going to win you games. I just think at the end of the day with that whole situation is, it's what you said from the beginning, is you don't want to, first of all, you're just listing out teams that might all have quarterbacks next year when your you know, son's declaring for the NFL draft. So why even put that out there? Just let them.
I know.
Like, let your son perform well this year, which he has been. Not this year, but, like, he's been performing well his, you know, in general as a quarterback. But let him perform well this coming year. And so let's see what happens after that. Let's see what teams need a quarterback. Let's see, I don't know, how good he plays this year and where he's going to land. I just think sometimes the over-talking for your kid when you don't even know what the situation is going to be next year, it's just an unfair. I think it's more unfair for the kid more than anything.
Yeah, like, he's
right?
Probably. But, like, you know what's the funniest part of all this? I'm going to pull up this list one more time because I keep forgetting all the teams. But remember a couple weeks ago where Deion Sanders said, my son, we ain't going to no cold weather teams. Remember that?
Yeah, Philly, Washington.
Eagles, cold. Niners, not that hot. Cowboys, I mean, Dallas kind of gets cold, but it's indoors. Ravens, cold. Falcons, okay, that's hot Atlanta. And the Commanders, cold weather. So I think Deion is just trying to market the shit out of himself and his kids. I don't think this list is real. I don't think the warm weather is real. I think it's just, like, he's a master marketer. I don't think this actually really means anything. If Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter got drafted to the Cincinnati Bengals, I know they have Joe Burrow, he'd be okay with it. He's not going to, like, this is just him making noise, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, he's probably just trying. Yeah, I agree. He might be just making noise or just trying to talk about them more and more in the media because he did say the cold weather thing. And yeah. At the end of the day, though, I think maybe some of them have some, you know, what he actually wants, like the Cowboys. I could totally see
100%.
If Dak has a kind of a down year, they don't want to pay him moving forward. I could totally see Jerry Jones being like, we're taking Shedeur Sanders. Like,
and we're hiring Deion Sanders as head coach if Mike McCarthy has a bad year.
I don't know. I don't know if he's going to go that far. Like, you don't want a father-son because if the coach is bad but the quarterback's good or vice versa.
True, but that. We also are talking about Jerry Jones, who's like father-son business.
But that's too crazy. I actually think that's too crazy. No. In an actual business sense, not even in like a comedic way, in an actual like business sense, I think Jerry Jones is smart enough to know that, like, first of all, his dad's not going to bench him if he's playing bad. And then, like, if I tell him to bench him, then there's a bad relationship. So I think, like, he's smart enough to know you can't have a father-son duo. Like,
yeah, but I mean, I would pay $19.99 a year. Like, I'd pay a $20 subscription fee to the Dallas, like, if the Dallas Cowboys did that. Do you know what I mean? Like, if they were like, George, here, you have $20. Would you give it to the Cowboys if they did this or they don't do this? I'll give them $20. Because I think
what a big subscription commitment by George.
I know the Cowboys.
George's going to give him $20. Jerry Jones.
I think everyone will give him
Jerry
$20.
Jerry Jones, sign up. George will give you $20. I'm sure Jerry Jones is now on the phone.
Cold, hard cash. Not even Venmo.
I'm sure Jerry Jones is on the phone with Deion Sanders as we speak, George. He said, yeah, I was offered $20 subscription by George.
From the Sports on Tap.
Yeah. I do think, though, that's a place where he could end up even as a backup for a year or two until Dak's, you know, not the quarterback. But at the end of the day, I think Deion Sanders is making noise, man. I think he's doing the LeVar Ball thing where, you know, LeVar Ball really took a step back once his kids all finished, right? He's kind of like, all right, I got two of them made the NBA. One of them's like doing fine too. Like they all make money now. Like, whatever, I'm good. like he doesn't talk as much. He's not in people's face as much. So sometimes you got to market, even if it comes off negative in some ways, it's probably, what do they say? All exposure is good exposure.
Yeah. Any exposure or any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah. Which is so untrue in some ways, but for the most part, it's
like
true.
The worst actual like analogy or not analogy, whatever they call it. Saying. There we go.
Saying. Yeah. I mean, unless you do something, if it's nothing like illegal or like super bad, it's true. But like sometimes people get a lot of publicity for negative things. So
right, like probably not Josh Giddey's publicity he got for what he made was not done positive. Was not good. Good publicity.
Yeah, but other than that, like when it's just words, fine, it works.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you for watching. This is the Sports on Tap, our football channel. If you want to watch our basketball channel, right now it's called Yes We Ball. We linked it down in the description, but soon that'll be changing to Hoops on Tap. But in the meantime, we've linked to all our podcasts and where you can actually listen to our podcast audio version in the description below. My name is George. With me is my little brother, Sammy. Thank you for watching. And Sammy, you know what we like to tell the people, right?
Yeah, thank you for stopping by.